the rest of the story. When Tom was growing up in Norristown, Pennsylvania, there was one thing that he wanted more than anything else: to see a real Major League baseball game. One day it was announced in school that any student who signed up for safety patrol and stuck with it for the entire school year would be included in a spring outing, a trip to the ballpark in nearby Philadelphia to see the Phillies play. So Tom signed up, and he spent before and after school hours for the rest of the year on the same street corner through rain and snow and cold, guiding the younger children safely across the street. And when springtime came, Tom and the other eighth graders in the school safety patrol were treated to their promised big league baseball game. It was the Phillies and the New York Giants. Before the game started, Tom waited outside the clubhouse, hoping for a glimpse of one of the ball players. He might even get an autograph from one of his favorite players. Professional baseball players were more than heroes to Tom. They were superhumans who could do no wrong until today. For when one of the New York Giants emerged from the clubhouse in team uniform, and when the starry-eyed boy ran up and asked him politely for his autograph, the player shoved little Tom aside, ignored him, and kept on walking. The youngster stood there stunned for a moment, and then wiping away a tear of disillusionment, he looked up the player's number in the game program. The name of the fallen giant was Buster Maynard. Tom vowed that he would never forget that name, and he never did. And that brings us to the rest of the story. One day, Tom got good enough to pitch in the minor leagues for a Class A team playing out of Greenville, South Carolina. The first inning in one of those games, Tom retired the first two batters, and then he heard the announcer over the PA system say, "Now batting for the Augusta Yankees, Buster Maynard." In an instant, Tom recognized the name. That was the name of the man who had slighted him those many years before, the one-time New York Giant who had obviously now returned to the minor leagues. Tom glared from the pitcher's mound, waiting for Maynard to step into the batter's box, and then he threw the first pitch directly at Buster Maynard's head. The veteran batter lunged forward to avoid the ball. A moment later, he was sprawled in the dirt. Pitcher Tom grinned. Then he hurled the next pitch directly at Maynard's head. This time, when the batter struggled to his feet, it was with a shouted warning. "One more of those and I'm coming after you." So Tom threw one more of those, a third pitch, right at the batter's head. Well, it took all of the players on both teams to intervene between the angry Buster Maynard and the delighted pitcher Tom. But the latter had accomplished what he had longed for all those years. He'd gotten even with a big leaguer once thought to have been too big to sign an autograph for a young admirer. Now, you will notice today, should a youngster, and I mean any youngster, walk up timidly with a pen and a baseball program in one hand, he will never, ever be denied a smile, a warm word, and a signature signed best wishes from one of the most disillusioned boys who ever eventually got his revenge. But a boy who grew up to be quite a man, known and admired wherever there is baseball. For that little fellow who was snubbed once upon a time has himself snubbed nobody ever since. Los Angeles Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda. Now you know the rest of the story.